WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new reissue by the late alto saxophonist Tab Smith called Jump Time. In the 1930s and 40s, Smith played with the big bands of Count Basie and Lucky Millinder and also recorded with Billie Holiday. By the 50s, he was known as a strong rhythm and blues player. Kevin says the situations Smith played in might have changed, but his style stayed the same.
Tab Smith came out of the great tradition of swing-era alto saxophonists like Willie Smith, no relation, and the Ellington Band's Johnny Hodges, players whose sounds drip with sensuality. Tab Smith's sweet tenderness made him an ideal ballad player. By 1951, Smith had more than two decades of work behind him, as a sideman and as a leader, and he'd given up his full-time career in music to sell real estate in St. Louis. But then he recorded the ballad we just heard some of, Because of You. It reportedly sold 250,000 copies and put him back in the music biz. It's on a new collection of singles Smith recorded for the small United label in the early 1950s. The CD is the first in a series of Smith's United recordings due out from Chicago's Delmark label. Jump blues was a style that reflected the changes in pop music happening in the late 40s and early 50s. It blurs the lines between jazz, R&B, and rock and roll. Tab Smith waxed a lot of ballads for the jukebox trade back then, but at least as good as the ballads were the blues he taped for their flip sides. It might seem strange that elegant alto players like Smith and Johnny Hodges were invariably great blues players, too. At least, it'll seem strange if you think of the blues as rough-hewn music that revels in bad times. But the blues is really about defiance of rough living and triumph over adversity. Tab Smith's suave playing celebrates grace under pressure. Smith was also a part-time singer whose vocal style was pitched halfway between crooning ballads and confessional blues. According to one exec at his record company, Smith didn't get much of a chance to sing on 45 releases because sales dipped when certain listeners discovered he was black. Maybe so, but his singing owed more to Bing Crosby than to blues shouters.
I tried to be fair, to prove that I care. And now I realize too late. You said that night, it's love at first sight. Now how can you say we're through?
Tab Smith's singing is pleasant enough, but it doesn't have the spine-shivering quality of his alto playing. Now, you might find his saxophone style cloying as corn syrup, but everybody likes some sweet stuff once in a while. And if you're partial to music in that vein, you might as well listen to someone who can really play.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed the new Tab Smith reissue, Jump Time, on the Delmark label.